In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Septuagesima Sunday begins our pre-preparation for our Lenten journey. Of course, our Lenten journey is an opportunity for us to grow in the spiritual life, a growth that is always connected to purification, a growing in holiness, and embracing a life of virtue. Of course, the operative virtue in the spiritual life is the virtue of humility, that supernatural virtue through which we impart or receive, rather, self-knowledge, inclining us to understand and acknowledge our true worth and to seek self-effacement. The virtue of humility is built on both truth and on justice, and it is, as the ancient writers have all written, the opening of all the graces that God wishes to bestow upon us. The humble soul does not take the grace of God for granted. Rather, the humble soul utilizes the grace to give glory to God. And in doing so, the humility that one embraces empties the soul, and in so doing makes it possible for the grace of God to take root in our souls and to grow there. This poverty of spirit allows us to be filled with the graces and riches that come from God. Of course, as the operative virtue, it has the strength to conquer the operative vice, pride, which is the stumbling block to faith, because the proud man lives in such a way that he believes he does not need God, or he is worthy of more than actually that which he has received, instead of in that virtue of humility, recognizing truly who he is before God, the blessings and graces received, and his own weakness and failures. But if truly the man can embrace the virtue of humility in his life and grow in that virtue, it opens up to them the virtues of faith, hope, and love. Faith by which we choose God above all things. Hope which helps us realize the joys of everlasting life indeed are within our grasp if we do the things that God asks us to do. And of course, that primary virtue of love, loving God for his own sake, which leads us to love our neighbors because of the beauty of the virtue of love. And of course, all of this beautifully prepares us then to follow our Lord to Calvary, to embrace the cross, and in so doing to be made whole through the sacrifice that our Lord himself has bestowed upon us. Our gospel today indeed speaks about the virtue of humility, reminding us that the first shall be last, and the last shall indeed be first. Many are called, but few are chosen. And sadly, the mistake of those who went into the Lord's vineyard at the very beginning believed because of what they had done that they deserved more. But in truth, the Lord metes out to us that which is indeed just, no more, no less. And in truth, if we are truly aware of our own sin and our own frailty, we know that the Lord provides more than that which we deserve. Humility, St. Francis de Sales reminds us, requires that we be humiliated. So we must fail and falter in the sight of men, but never be concerned about how we are perceived by others, only worry about how God understands and sees us. And in this way, as we empty ourselves and allow ourselves to be filled truly by God, we can make that journey to Calvary with the Lord. The carrying of the cross is never an easy task. It will never become an easy task, but we know that the burden we receive is easy and light because the Lord has done the lion's share of this great heavy lifting of caring for sin. And so now the time of preparation begins, and your preparation must be concrete so that truly can bear fruit in your life. To simply say, I want to be holy, I want to grow in humility, and then do nothing in order that that might happen, means that you will simply remain where you are, paying lip service to growth in the spiritual life, but never realizing that growth in the spiritual life. God does not punish us. God does not dangle carrots in front of us. God wants us to grow in holiness and to deepen our relationship with him. He has given us the pathway to do that. And this first Sunday of our Sundays of preparation before our Lenten season begins gives particular emphasis to opening up all of these virtues by practicing humility. And so what will you do throughout the Lenten season to grow in that humility? What prayers will you undertake? What sacrifices and mortifications will you embrace in order that you may more empty yourself and allow God's grace to truly fill you up? These cannot be idle questions. This is the beauty of our season of Septuagesima. The Church, in her wisdom, provides us this time precisely to prepare ourselves, so that when the great Lenten retreat begins, we're not caught off guard or ill-prepared to journey with our Lord to Calvary, that we might also share in the glories of new life. And so use these weeks leading to Ash Wednesday wisely. Prepare yourselves by now beginning your Lenten disciplines, so that if you fail and falter now, you still have time to make corrections needed, that when indeed the Lenten season is upon us, and you have begun to live out this life of virtue that opens you up to all of the other virtues, you truly may continue to grow in holiness and with great joy embrace the cross of Christ. And then in this way, you truly will receive the manifold blessings that God bestows upon you. If you can be last and be humble, the Lord makes very clear that you will be the first to receive his graces in abundance, because while many are called, very few are chosen, and our desire, written on our hearts, given to us by God, is to be chosen by him both in this life for the life to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.